Okay, so today is Daf Tesvav. I'm just going to go back to Yudal and Beis by the last Tashma. So the Gemara is doing, which we mentioned the Machlokas to Beis Shammai Beis Hillel as to whether or not Soros Soros Erva are Suros. According to Beis Shammai, there's no concept of the Tsaros, and therefore, so, the regular case, if Reuven and Shimon are brothers, Shimon marries Reuven's daughter and somebody else, and then Shimon dies, and then the daughter and this other woman fall to Reuven. According to Beis Hillel, no one can do Yibum. According to Beis Shammai, the only one that's out is the daughter, but the Tzara does Yibum. So the question was, though, so did Beis Shammai actually do, did people actually paskin halacha lemaise and do like Beis Shammai? Because, or do we say, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, halacha is like Beis Hillel, and no one ever did like Beis Shammai. It was just sort of an academic idea, but it was never done practically. So, and the Gemara is going to use other cases of Machlokos, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, to see whether or not, eventually, to see whether or not people actually followed Beis Shammai. In the meantime, the Gemara is going to try to find other cases, and maybe other proofs, to show that that Beis Shammai actually followed its ruling in practice, and would permit someone who is permit the Tzara to go marry the Yavam, which according to Beis Hillel, would be an Isser of Kares and would create Mamzerim. So Tashma, right? The Amar of Yochanan ben Nuri. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri said, Heya halacha zo rovachas b'Yisrael. How are we supposed to deal with this halacha? If we do not seki Beis Shammai, if we do like Beis Shammai, and therefore tell the Erva, to tell the Tzara that she has to do Yibum with Reuven, right? So then, Havlad Mamzil, they were Beis Hillel. The offspring is going to be a Mamzer to Beis Hillel, because according to them, there's no mitzvah Yibum here, and therefore it's Baal, it's Eishes Achiv Shlom Makom Mitzvah, which is an Erva. Now, if we do Nasek Hid Beis Hillel, if we say we go like Beis Hillel, and therefore we'll tell the Tzara not to do anything, not even Chalitza, so then if she goes to marry in this market, goes to marry anybody else without Chalitza, Havlad Pogam Adivar Beis Shammai. This offspring is not going to be able to marry a Kohen, if it's a woman, not going to be able to marry a Kohen according to Beis Shammai, because it's born from an illicit relationship that violated a law. Right? Rashi says, last Rashi, Havlad Pogam Adivar Beis Shammai, Dim Haya Kohen Pasul Kahuna. So it's not going to be a mamzer because it's only violating a lav. Nevertheless, it becomes a cholul to a kohen because of that. So that would be a problem. So what do we do? So Yochanan ben Nuri said, "Bo'u b'nisakein lahen tsaros shu cholzos v'lo mis yamos." Easy solution. Let's make all these women do chalitza. So they're never going to do Yibum, and therefore we won't have a problem for Beis Shammai, for Beis Hillel, we're not going to be creating any Mamzerim. And we're going to do Chalitza, which will actually sever the relationship according to Beis Shammai, and therefore won't create, when they go marry somebody else, they won't be violating a lav. But, lo hispiku ligmor sadavar ad shen nitrafa asha. For whatever reason, they weren't able to create the takana, they weren't able to do it, there wasn't enough time. So the Gemara says, Amarlo Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, "Okay, but ma naase lahem litzaros harishonos meata. What are we going to do now with the tzaros originally from beforehand? What are we going to do for the tzaros that already did yibum? That they already did yibum according to Beis Shammai, right? If your problem is that you wanted to fix this." And tell us that these tzaros would be usher nibum, we want to make new chalitza. Well, we've had people in the past who've done yibum according to Beis Shammai, and therefore their children are mamzerim according to Beis Hillel. Now the Gemara says, now, I amar bishlama asu, if it really was that people did in accordance with Beis Shammai, hainu dika amar manasa. That's where Shimon Gamliel said to Yochanan ben Nuri, well, what are we going to do with the other people? It already happened. It must be that they did it. But if anyone never did anything like Beis Shammai, rather it was just an academic opinion. So manasa. What does he mean manasa? What are we going to do? No, who cares? No one did anything. Must mean that he was concerned about the people who the women, the tzaros who really did yibum to the, to the quote erva, and therefore according to Beis Hillel, the offspring are mamzerim. So you see from here that they clearly did do in accordance with Beis Shammai. So Amar Rav, again, the Gemara said yesterday, when was this? Maybe it was before the Baskol, because after the Baskol, no one did like Beis Shammai. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, says, no, they never did according to Beis Shammai. And Rav Shimon Gamliel wasn't talking about the tzaros that already did Yivum. It says, lo nitzucha el tzara atzma. He says,
he says the tzara itself, ma nase hachik amar hanach tzaros, these women, the asuki beis hillel, who did accordance with beis hillel, and they married somebody from the marketplace. They didn't do yivam, they didn't do chalitza because they didn't need to, because they didn't need, because they were pturos, because they were the co-wife of an erba. So right, so hanach tzaros the kibes hillel lebeis shammai hecha nabed luhu. What are we supposed to do in order to, you know, alleviate the opinion of Beis Shammai? Because according to Beis Shammai now, the offspring of their relationship, of their new marriage, are going to be psula to the Kohanim. Right? I don't know why we're concerned about Beis Shammai, but they're going to be psula to the Kohanim. What did Beis Hillel say? Beis Hillel says, Tzaros Erba, again, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven marries Shimon's daughter and somebody else. Reuven dies. Now the daughter and the Tzara fall to Shimon. According to Beis Hillel, Tzara, go, you're free to go. According to Beis Shammai, she should have done Yibam or Chalitza. So according to Hillel, so now she marries somebody in the marketplace. According to Beis Shammai, she's violating a lav. The offspring are psul to Kohen. So Rav Nachman's concerned, well, how do we fix these women for Beis Shammai? So he says, Lichlitzu, tell them to do Chalitza now. Do post, ex post, do Chalitza now. He says, Miyase Agav Rahu. That's, for some reason, that's going to be disgusting to their husbands. To let them to do, I'm married to this woman, and now she has to do chalitza to some other person that she may have had a zika to, you know, a couple of years ago. So the Gemara says, okay, big deal. L'masan, what's the big deal? Let them do. The whole idea is you want to make sure you want your children. Hey guy, you want your daughter to be good for a kohen according to Beis Shammai. Let them do yibam. The Gemara says, no, you can't do that. You can't. You know, I mean, let them do chalitza. You can't purposely create this animosity between the husband and wife, because derecher darchei noam mechon nesivo seh shalom. They don't make halacha in such a way where you're going to cause this disgust between husband and wife. Bottom line is we disproved the alleged proof to say that Beis Shammai, that people actually paskin lemaisa like Beis Shammai, because this wasn't, we weren't talking about the cases of the woman. What we weren't worried about the woman who did yibum like Beis Shammai. We were worried about the woman who didn't do chalitza in accordance with Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you another proof. Dom Rabbi Tarfon, talking about Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon, we know in other instances, acted in accordance with Beis Shammai. Maybe he lied down the road to say Kriyashma, which is a little bit of a shaila, because Beis Hillel also says you can lie down. He says you can do both. But it was assumed that Rabbi Tarfon lied down the road to say Kriyashma in accordance with Beis Shammai, and he almost got killed, and they said you should have gotten killed because you acted like Beis Shammai. So he says, Tashma, the Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says, Tav'eni, I have a desire. I can't wait. Masai Tavo, Tzoras Habas Lidili Vyasena. I can't wait, I guess, till my brother dies, and my brother's married to my daughter and somebody else. I can't wait till he dies so I can do yibum with the co-wife. That's what it seems to say. Matai tavot saras habas liadiv asen. I can't wait for the tzara of my daughter to come to me and I can marry her. Okay, so the Gemara says it seems to be that he's willing to do in accordance with Beis Shammai. So the Gemara says no, not the asaena, ema va'asiena. I will marry her off to somebody else. I can't wait till this daughter till this brother dies, and when that brother dies, then the co-wife, I'll show everybody like Beis Hillel, and I'll marry her off to somebody else in the market, as opposed to doing Yibam Chalitza. So the Gemara says, Vaha ta'veni ka'amar, but he says he's having a desire, which means that he wants to marry her. So he says, no, it's la'fuke mid Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. It comes to exclude what we just saw, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Tarfon says, I'm not going to do like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. I'm not going to force her to do Chalitza in accordance with Beis Shammai. I can't wait to do it in accordance only with the Shita Beis Hillel. Bottom line is, again, we're not passing L'maisa. No one did L'maisa, not even Rabbi Tarfon, did L'maisa like Beis Shammai. So Tashma, another case. L'maisa with the case of Bibito Shel Rabban Gamliel, so the daughter of Rabban Gamliel, Shehaisa Nesua La'Aba Achiv. Okay, so she's married to Rabban Gamliel's brother. Rabban Gamliel has a brother, Abba. The daughter is married, Gamliel's daughter is married to Abba, obviously a co-wife as well. Umeis Belo Banim, and Abba dies without children. V'yibim Rabban Gamliel et Sarasa. Clear as day, Rabban Gamliel did the Zibum with the co-wife, in accordance with who? That's Beis Shammai, right? It's his daughter and a co-wife. According to Beis Hillel, everything's out. According to Beis Shammai,
more problematic is from the house of Beis Hillel.
So the Gemara says, B'tizbara? The Gemara says, how can it possible that Rabbi Gamliel, he's like Ben Achar Ben of Hillel, right? How is it possible that Rabbi Gamliel did like Beis Shammai? right? Even if Beis Shammai did in accordance with their word, with their halacha, Rabbi Gamliel mi Talmidei Beis Shammaiu. Is Rabbi Gamliel from the top, from the Talmidei Beis Shammai? No way, he's a Beis Hillel guy, right? Ella, the case here is different, right? We have to have a reason. It's clearly a case that he did Yibum, or he married the co-wife. So the question is how. So it can't be because he holds that co-wives are mutter. Must be for a different reason. He says Shani Bito Shrum Gamliel, the island is Have. Rabbi Gamliel's daughter was an islandess, and therefore if she was an islandess, then the islandess does not, we saw before, the islandess does not potter the co-wife, the tzara. Right? We said before in Dav Beis Abbeis, Kol Arayush and Nimtzu islandess, tzarosei and mutarus. They become mutter. So that's why Rabbi Gamliel was able to marry the, quote, Sarah of his daughter, because his daughter's marriage didn't create a real bond, I guess, with the husband, because she's an islandess, and that doesn't potter the co-wife. So the Gemara says, well, no, that doesn't make sense, because, I mean, we don't have it in front of us, but the Seifa says, Acherim Omrim, others say, Bitol Shrom Gamliel islandess Haisa, that the daughter of Gamliel was an islandess. Well, if that's the case, that the Acherim, which is, I guess, for mayor, right, the Acherim say that she was an islandess. Miklal, that seems to indicate that they're the ones who said that she's an islandess, and Tanakama suffered a lot of islandess Haisa. The Tanakama was the one who says that she wasn't an islandess. If the Sefer is saying, oh, she's an islandess, so the first one, the Reisha, is not saying she's an islandess. So now we have a problem according to the Tanakama. Why did Rabbi Gamliel marry the daughter's co-wife? According to the Seifa, it's because she was an islandess. So the Gemara says, no, you know why? It's Hikirba lo Hikirba Ikubinayu. She's an islandess. The question is, what type of islandess creates this obligation of Yibam on the co-wife? Remember, we've seen this before. Does it have to be that if the husband didn't know that she was an islandess at the time they got married, and therefore only if he didn't know that she was an islandess, it's a mekatos, and therefore the marriage is off, and therefore it's just married to the co-wife. Or even if he knew beforehand, it's still considered the islandess is still pater. Right, Rashi says, Hikir bavalo hikir ikbenayu. He says, look, el Tanakama, according to Tanakama, dafgar dilo hikir ba hu dehavi mekatos. Aval hikir ba sarasa asar. It's just showing that there's a machlokus between the Tanakama and the Acherim as to whether or not it had to be a situation of lo hikirba. So according to the Acherim, the reason why she was considered an islandess in this case is because lo hikirba. The brother Abba never knew. The brother never knew that she was an islandess before she got married. So therefore, they didn't create a bond. According to the Tanakama, even if he knew beforehand, an islandess by definition does not create the bond. So that's the machlokas between the Tanakama and the Acherim. So therefore, according to everybody, she was an islandess in this situation. The question is whether or not she had to be an islandess of lo hikirba. But that's why Rabbi Gamliel was able to marry her. Now, there's another way to explain this. The ibayis ema, or you can say, really, according to Tanakama, the daughter of Rabbi Gamliel was not an islandess. The question here is, we have now kanos ulisov gerish ikuminayu. The machlokis is to whether or not, right, we saw this before also, I think we saw this on Sunday, or maybe we saw it on Thursday. The machlokis is whether or not, in order for this to work, do we say that it's the time of death, look at the time of death. At the time of death, is there a marriage? Is she married to the erba? If at the time of the death she's not married to the erba, doesn't matter if at any point in time they were married, they were co-wives together, right? We said that, right? Look at Rashi again. Rashi says, "Karnas l'sof gears ikminayu." L'tanakama, according to the Tanakama, what happened here was that there was this co-wife and the daughter, but Abba divorced the daughter before he died. So at the time of death, the only person left married was the co-wife. There's Yibum. According to the Acherim, the Acherim are going to have to say she was an islandess, because according to the Acherim, if at any point in time these two women were married to the guy at the same time, it's the shas of Nisuin that creates this bond, and therefore she would be Petura from we saw this on Tuesday. Right. She says, Latanakama, Rashi says, Al Yadesha Girish Achiv Esbito Kodem Misa. By the fact that the brother Abba divorced this Rabbi Gamliel's daughter before he died, Afal pisha kfar kines hanachris, even though he's already married to the other woman, v'hayut tsaras zo al zo muteris. There was a time when they were tsaros, it's still muteris, because look at the time of death. The time of death, they weren't tsaros. Hoel v'girish es erva l'basof. Ulacherim, they say, hoel v'kones es hanachris kodim girishin de erva asura. So long as the co-wives, they were co-wives at any point in time, they become asura. So why did Rav Gamliel marry the co-wife? Elibitish Rav Gamliel, islandess haisa. She was an islandess. That's what, according to the Acherim, she had to be an nihilist. According to the Tanakhama, no, it was a case where there was a divorce. And at the time of death, he wasn't married to both. According to the Acherim, it doesn't matter at the time of death, he wasn't married to both. If at any point in time he was married to both, that would create the Patur. So that would not create the Patur, and that would obligate him to do Yibum to the Tzara. But in this case, she was an nihilist, and therefore he was allowed to marry her, or had to marry her. V'ibayis Ema. And or you can say, another machlokus is possible is yesh tnai bibia ikibinayu. Can someone create conditional bia? Rashi says as follows: Hakonish isha, someone marries a woman with through bia, I guess, al tnai she'ein alea mumim o nidarim, so she has no blemishes, or she doesn't have any oaths and vows on her, which is a problem, I guess. V'nimtza she'esh alea, and it turns out that she does. She has these blemishes, or she's taken thousands of vows. Right, l'tanakama mahane tanai v'havi mekatos. According to the Tanakama, yeah, it's a valid tanai. It's a mekatos. So there was a mekatos for Abba, and therefore the daughter is out of the picture. Rabbi Gamliel now has to do yibum to the co-wife. Right, v'tanai hayolola achlus Rabbi Gamliel mebito v'lonis kayim hilchach lav ishtohi. She was never his wife. V'tzarasa muteris lachem savrim. Lachem say no. The ain't tanai mol b'bia. No one makes their bia bia's nus. If you have a tanai by bia, and therefore, and you say, oh, the tanai she didn't keep the tanai, therefore the bia that you did was a bia's nus. So retroactively, you're not married. No one wants to do that. So therefore, the keva, the baal, achuli achil. Once he does bia, he's mochel on everything. I mean, b'ksuvos, ein adam osa bilos bilos nus. So what's the reason why Rav Gamliel will be able to marry the co-wife here? Because she was an islandess. So Acherim say was an islandess. And Tanakhama says the reason why Rav Gamliel did it is because the kedushin to the daughter was batal in mafreya because it violated the conditions. Okay. Masiv Rav Sharsha. So now Rav Sharsha, going back now, the Gemara is going to ask on those who said that Beis Shammai didn't do in accordance with their shita. Now they're going to bring in other cases, other machlokos in Beis Shammai Hillel, where it seems that people acted in accordance with Beis Shammai. So if they acted in accordance with Beis Shammai in this case, they must have acted in accordance with Beis Shammai in the Yivam case, which I think is a stretch, because
most of the time Beis Shammai is a chumra, not a kul.
So yeah, we'll see that. And Tosis points that out about is it this case or the next case? I'm not sure. One of these cases. In a Hanami. But I also think maybe Beis Shammai would act in one case about lying down by Kriya Shema because that doesn't impact anybody else. But who says Beis Shammai is going to act in accordance with their Shita when it will create Mamzerim according to the rest of the world? Why? Just because they acted in one case doesn't mean they acted in accordance with their Shita in the other case. It's a huge nafkamino between acting, between doing what they want to do by Yibum. That creates Mamzerim according to Beis Hillel. Right, the Gemara says, Masiv Rav Sharsha. Ma'aser b'kiva she'liket estrog be'echa b'shvat v'nahog bo shnei yisurin. There's a machlokah b'sham b'sela we saw in Gemara Rosh Hashanah as to what is Rosh Hashanah li'ilanos. Is it aleph shvat according to Beis Shammai, or is it tu b'shvat according to Beis Hillel? So what happens? So it depends. So if, let's say according to Beis Shammai, what happens if someone pulls off a fruit on aleph shvat? So according to Beis Shammai, this is now the next year. So if it's between year two and year three, is it Ma'aser Ani or is it Ma'aser Sheni? What is it? Right. So, but according to Beis Hillel, it's still the prior year because the Rosh Chodesh is not the Tu B'Shvat. So Rekiva pulled off an Esrog and Echa B'Shvat from the second year going into the third year. V'Nahag Bo Shnei Yisurin. He Shnei Yisurin. So he did two Ma'asers. He counted it for two Ma'aser. Echa, one was Ma'aser Ani, because he thought now this is year three according to Beis Shammai, and therefore you need to take off Ma'aser Ani. The Echad, it's still year two according to Beis Hillel, he did Ma'aser Sheni, Kedivrei Beis Hillel. So Shmami no Asu. You see, Rabbi Kiva is concerned and acting in accordance with Beis Shammai. Gemara says, no. Rabbi Kiva would not act in accordance with Beis Shammai. Rather, Rabbi Kiva, Gemare istapikle, he just did it with lo yada Beis Hillel be'ech b'shvat amar or ibu chamisha asar b'shvat amar. Rabbi Akiva just didn't know he wanted to hold like Beis Hillel. He just didn't remember what Beis Hillel Shita was. The Beis Hillel say Rosh Hashanah for the Ilanos was Aleph or Tezvav. So as a suffix of not knowing what Beis Hillel Shita was, he did both. But he would never have, he didn't act in accordance with Beis Shammai. He was acting in accordance with Beis Hillel, just had a suffix as to whether Beis Hillel held it was Aleph Shvat is the new year or Tu B'Shvat is the new year. So now another question. Masiv Marzutra. Okay. So this is now again the story of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. This is a Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Kaf Ches. The Gemara in Sukkah says that a katan who doesn't need his mother, there's a din chinuch for him to sit in the sukkah. But Kol's man that the katan still needs his mother, whatever age that is. So therefore, Beis Hillel says he's potter from sukkah. But Beis Shammai still says the katan who needs his mother has to sit in the sukkah. So you have a case of Maisa v'yolda kalaso shel Shammai hazaken v'piches es hamazeva. So Shammai hazaken's daughter-in-law gave birth, and what did he do? He's a little infant. He opened up the cement. He opened up the skylight in the roof. V'sikech agabe mita bishvil katan. And he put schach over the skylight, so the child would be sitting under a sukkah. Shmamina asu. So shmamina that they did according to their shitas. So first of all, I don't know. I would have simply said this is not Beis Shammai. This is Shammai. Shammai Hillel and Shammai only had three machlokos. Hillel and Shammai didn't make so much, they weren't such a big difference. So Shammai did like his Shita. But who says Beis Shammai did like their Shita 100 years later? I don't know. Gemara doesn't go that way. Gemara says something which I think is difficult. The Gemara says, Hasam roe omer lapushe avir ka'aveh. There, it's not so clear that he's doing it because of Sukkah. Maybe it was hot. So therefore, he was opening the skylight in order to get air into the room. And then he's putting schach over it. But therefore it's not mucha milsa, it's not clear that he's, the problem was originally he's making agudas, making different groups of people doing different things. Here, as long as you can say that what he's doing is for a different reason, it doesn't look like you're doing it passing it like in different groups. I just think here why else is he putting, if he's just doing it for air, so then air, why is he putting schach? That's pretty clear that it's for sukkah. Okay. Okay. The next is another case. Yeah, that's pretty clear, right? He says v'sikich, b'shvil katan. Right, but it doesn't say b'shvil sukkah. So you say b'shvil katan, maybe for the katan so he can have more. I agree. I think it's a little difficult.
B'shvil katan is because the woman is not chayev, so there'd be no chinuch without a woman.
So, I think it's difficult. I think it's according to Shammai, it is. So that's why it's pretty much. I think you're agreeing with me. It's pretty mucha milsa that he was doing it for. That's why I think the answer that the Gemara didn't give, I think, is a good answer. It's Shammai. We're talking about Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. This is just Shammai. Just Shammai. Okay. The next case is talking about mikvos. So again, we all know the shear of a mikvah is 40 saw. A mikvah that's missing, it's less than 40 saw, is putter, but you have a mikvah that's less than 40 saw, and next to it is another mikvah that has more than 40 saw. So you want to connect mikvah A to, you know, mikvah B, which doesn't have the shear. So how much of a hole has to be between in the wall in order for the mikvahs to be connected? So the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, what the shear is in order to makshir the mikvah. According to Beis Shammai, you have to have, like, the roof of the wall has to be down. According to Beis Hillel, even if you have a small, the Shoferes Hanod, which we said was two fingers can go in, and you can twist the two fingers around. That's a connection. Okay, so keep that in mind. Masiv Marzutra. So Marzutra now asks the question on those who say that Beis Shammai, people didn't go in accordance with Beis Shammai, right? Maisa b'shokes Yehu. Okay, what's shokes Yehu? Rashi says it was the showcase in Yehu. Showcase was Evan Chalula Shetachas Sinor Mekaleich Mayim in Ahar. There was this water, this big stone that had like a depression in it, and it was right underneath the runoff from the mountain, and the water used to go into the here, and therefore people used to use it as a mikvah. The problem was it was missing. It only had 39 sa. It couldn't contain more. And so you had the shokas yehu shahaisel b'Yerushalayim, v'haisel nekuva lemikvah. But there was a mikvah next to it. I guess they dug a hole somehow that connected to the mikvah next to it. The chol taharos hayu b'Yerushalayim ne'asim al gaba, and people used to be tovel all their kalim into. It was like, I guess it was a nice place to go, and they would tovel their kalim into this shokas yehu. But what happened? B'shalchu Beis Shammai went and sent shlichim v'hir chivua, and they opened the hole with wider. They opened the hole between the mikvah and the shokas yehu. They made it wider in accordance with the, apparently, allegedly, you know, obviously, in accordance with their shita. So therefore, they're doing it according with their shita. Until the wall between them is open enough nicely. It has to be rove open. So they make their passing like themselves. V'hatnan, the Gemara says, V'hatnan, and we learn, Eirim mikvos, how do you connect mikvos? We just saw this already. Kishoferes hanod v'over v'chalala kishtei etzbaos v'chozeres lemkoman. Shema mina asu. Right, we said the Korbeis Hillel holds that you just need the shofaris hanod. They're widening it because they want, it's going in accordance with their shita. So you see, clear as day, that they're doing it in accordance with their shita. The Gemara says, no, again, hasam there, it's different. Haroa, the people who see Beishamai widening it, Omer, lapushe mayim hudika avid. And they're not doing it because of their shita. They're doing it because everyone's being toivel in this showcase hayehu, right? Let's get more water in there. So open up the connection wider, so there's more water, so more people can do it. I don't know. There's not enough water. Let's go do the other mikvah. It seems to be pretty clear again that they're doing it in accordance with, they're doing the exact thing that their shita says, and people can say, no, it's for some other reason. I don't know. And Rashi says, Haroa Omer, the low dummy l'shte toros. Doesn't look like two toros, like agudas agudas. Aval heicha the dummy l'agudas agudas lo asu mishnah mikin evrayim. They wouldn't do it if they didn't paskin, if it would create, different agudos, different shte toros. Okay. And now another proof that Beis Shammai did in accordance with their shita. I'll try again. Tashma. The Amar Rab Elazar bar Tzadok. Kishayisi lomed Torah etzel Rabbi Yochanan Acharoni. When I was learning Torah by Rabbi Yochanan Acharoni, Ra'isi shaya ochel pas chareva b'melach b'shnei batzores. Right, there was a very lot of inflation. Food was expensive, so he only ate dried bread with salt. My Rebbe is eating. He's eating terrible. He doesn't have food. So bati behodati es abba. So Rabbi Lazar went back to his father Tzadok, and Amar Li. So he says to me, holech lo zesim. Go bring him these olives. So he can at least eat the olives. The holachti lo, and I brought him the olives. And Rabbi Yochanan Acharoni saw the olives shehein lachin, that they were moist. Now we have a problem. If they're moist, then they're hukshel kabal tuma, and he's concerned that maybe Nama Aretz touched them and that they're tamei. So he says, Amar li ein ni ochel zesim. I don't eat olives. So there is a machlokas. We've seen it. Machlokas by Shammai Silel. In order for food to be mekabel tuma, it has to become liquefied, right? It has to get touched liquid in a way that you want it to touch it. Ki yutan, yad shachadam, the seven liquids. So machlokas is that may peros, the liquid that actually comes out of the peros itself, the fruit itself, that is that considered one of the mashkim that can prime it to become tamei. So here what you have here, as he's going to say, is that yeah, the olives were moist, but they're moist with the it's leaking from the olives itself. It nothing didn't come from the outside. It's leaking from itself. So the machlokes by Shammai Beis Hillel, it's called the mohel hayotzim in adesim azesim before you press them. If that's considered shemen is one of the seven liquids. If that's considered shemen, that's primes for tuma. Or is it like meperos, which is not machshir? Beis Shammai holds that it's not machshir, and Beis Hillel says that it is machshir. So now, since these zesim are going to be, we're going to find out that they're in some earthenware vessel. So Rabbi Yochanan was choshesh that someone touched it, and they became tamei. Amar's touched and becomes tamei. So what happens? So he didn't touch, doesn't eat the olives. So Rav Elazar comes back to his father Tzadok, and bati bo dati es abba, that Rav Yochanan Nuri did not want, Rav Yochanan Hachorani did not want to eat the olives. Amar li, so my father told me, emor lech v'ermorlo, go tell him, chavis nikuva haisa, elisha sasamua shmarim, that this chavis had a hole in it. What does that mean? What happens? Rashi says, chavis nikuva haisa, last top, white line on top, mishuleha haisa nikuva, kadesha yitze mashka hazab and azesim lachutz, v'cheben the goli daite lo nichale ba lo mechasher. There was a hole in there. Someone made a hole in the bottom, meaning they didn't want the liquid there. If you don't want the liquid there, that doesn't prime it. There was a hole in the bottom. You didn't see the hole. It got closed up, and therefore it didn't become primed to be a kabbal tuma. Right, the Tanan, because he quotes the machlokas in Idios, chavish al zesim migugolim. So you have a barrel of olives. I guess it's very compressed. right, inside. So Beishamay Omrim ain't Sarichal and Akei. Beishamay says you don't have to make a hole because, and to show that you don't care about the liquid, because the Zesim are not Mukhshal Kabal Tumah, because all the liquid that's coming out from these olives is considered May Peros, and they're not Makshir. Beis Hillel Omrim, Hillel says, no, Sarichal and Akei. You need to make a hole. You make a hole to show, to indicate that I have no desire for the liquid. If I have no desire for liquid, they don't prime. Right? Umodim, but basically agree, she'im nikkava, if you did make the hole, v'sasasuma shmarim, and then it got all the dregs somehow, stuffed up the hole, she'itahora, it's still not considered primed, because by making the hole, you showed you don't want the liquid. So the Gemara says, ba'af alpi she, that Rabbi Yochanan Chanori, talmid shamay haya, ko masev lo asa elekadivri basilo. So you see here that Rabbi Yochanan Acharoni, even though he's a Talmud of Beis Shammai, he was concerned about the shear, about holding like Beis Hillel. He was concerned that the liquid was priming the olives. So he had to, don't worry, even according to Beis Hillel, these liquids aren't priming the olives. But you see from here that a Talmud of Shammai was holding like Beis Hillel. Now, Iya Mart Bishlama Asu Hainer Ruvo Se. So why is it a big deal that a Talmud of Shammai is holding like Hillel? The only reason why it's a big deal is if normally the Talmidim of Shammai were holding like the Talmidim of Beis Shammai. Here it's a newsworthy event that a Talmud of Beis Shammai is holding like Beis Hillel. Must mean that normally people did hold like and practice like Beis Shammai. Right? Iya Mart Bishlama Asu Hainer Ruvo Se. El Iyamart Lo Asu, Mayer will say, what's the Kiddush where Yochanan Chanuri holds like Beis Hillel? Everyone held like Beis Hillel. Must be that normally he didn't. Just in this case, he did. And the Gemara leaves it at that. This seems to be a proof. The Gemara leaves this, seems to be a proof to indicate that people would, in actuality, practice like Beis Shammai, again, before the Baskal. So Tashma, another proof. Shalu es Rabbi Yeshua. They asked Rabbi Yeshua, Tzaras Habas Mahu, what's the halacha with the co-wife of the daughter? Again, Reuben, our case, Reuben and Shimon. Shimon marries Reuben's daughter and a co-wife. Shimon dies, co-wife and the daughter fall to Reuben. What's the daughter's story with the co-wife? Well, that's our Mishnah. It's the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So Amar Lahem, so Rabbi Yeshua says, which is interesting, why don't you just say Pasuk like Beis Hillel? But no, he says, no, Amar Lahem, Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. That's a Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The halacha kedivrei me, and you're asking me. So the Gemara, so he asked them, Saras Abbas Mao. He says, "Bet them, it's a machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel." Right? Kids ask who the house. I'm machlokas. Machlokas means Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So the Gemara, they ask back to him, "The halacha kemi? Who's the halacha follow? Halacha kedivrei me." So Amar Lahem, "Mipnei ma tem machnis in Roshi ben shtei harim gedolim? Why are you sticking my head between the two great mountains? Ben shtei machlokos gedolos, between two parties like this? Ben Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? What are you asking me? What are you asking me here? I'm concerned. Misyari ani. I don't want to pass in this case because Shema Yarutsu." Gilgulasi. I guess if I paskin like Beis Hillel, then maybe those of Beis Shammai are going to bother me. Because according to if I paskin like Beis Hillel, which I should, and everywhere else we do, right? Beis Shammai is nothing. We had worst thing in the world to paskin like Beis Shammai, but here, all of a sudden we're concerned about Beis Shammai. But if I paskin like Beis Hillel, so what I've done now is I've told the paskin like Beis Hillel, so then right, Beis Hillel says that they don't need, if I paskin like Beis Hillel, they can't have yibum. So if anyone did yibum with the co-wife, you created a mamzerim. Okay. So Shema Yarutz Guglasi, aval ani me'id lecha. But I'll testify to you about shtei mishpachos gedolos hayu Yerushalayim. There were two great families in Yerushalayim. One is mishpachas beis Tzivoim mi ben Achmai, or mishpachas beis Kofai mi ben Mikoshesh, shehem b'nei Tzaros. That they are the offspring of Tzaros, of a daughter, right? Umehem Kohanim Gedolim v'Shimshu Agabi Mizbeach, and they Kohanim Gedolim, and they worked on the Mizbeach, which means I guess they somehow did marry, right? I guess they held like Beis Hillel, and they went out and they got married to people in the marketplace without doing chalitza, and they're kosher and they're good to go. According to Beis Shammai, they would be pasul kahuna. The awesome Apostle Kahuna. So now the Gemara says, Iyamart Bishlama Asu, if you tell me that people actually in actuality practice like Beis Shammai, Hainu Dekam Misyari Ani. That's why Rabbi Yeshua was concerned, because if he's Paskins like one, he's going to create an issue for the people who are acting like the other side. El Iyamart Lo Asu, what if you can tell me that Beis Shammai, people that did not in actuality hold like Beis Shammai, I might Kamar Misyari Ani. Why is he concerned? No one was doing it anyway, so make the Psak, it's not going to impact anybody.
The Gemara says, "Unihinami de asu." Okay, so maybe you could say, the Gemara says, even if you see from here that they did like Beis Shammai, you still have to ask, "My misyara ani." Why was Rabbi Yeshua concerned? Rabbi Yeshua himself. Why is Rabbi Yeshua concerned? Rabbi Yeshua himself had an interesting shita. He held, "Haru Amar Rabbi Yeshua, ein mamzer ele chayovu misos beistin." The only time you create a mamzer is if the relationship is between somebody who, if you have a relationship, then you chayov misos beistin. Here, the relationship that you're creating with the co-wife is karis. So it wouldn't even create mamzerim. So what's he concerned about? He personally, according to his shita, wouldn't be concerned about it because he's not creating mamzerim. So I think the answer is simple. Okay, I don't think it's mamzerim, but everybody else in the world thinks it's mamzerim. I don't want to do that. So the Gemara says you're right. The Gemara goes differently. He says no. Nihi nami de mamzer lo have, even though he wouldn't say that this offspring is a mamzer, right? Because according to Beis Hillel, right, if you pass it like Beis Hillel, this co-wife is usher to the yavam midin achos isha, between ishasach. And but according, it's a karis. So you're right. It's not going to create. It's not create mamzerim. Nihi de mamzer lo have, but pogo miyahave. I'll still create people who can't marry, the daughters who can't marry to the kahuna. Mikavachomer almana v'mamana. There's a kavachomer from an almana. Ma almana she'ein isur noeg bakol. Like almana is not allowed to marry a kohen gadol. Right, an almana is allowed to marry a kohen, not a kohen gadol. So this almana, it's only a singular isur on her. She's only a sewer to the Kohen Gadol. Nevertheless, bina pagum, her daughter, her offspring becomes pagum, right? And that's zo, this person, in the case of the co-wife, she isur shava b'kol, where the isur, everyone's not allowed to get married in this situation, right? Asur l'gutzorolim, kohanim, it's also created pekam. That's why he was choshesh to pass him like Beis Hillel, because if he passed him like Beis Hillel, he's creating soros, he's creating problems for Beis Shammai, that all their offspring, great, granted, they're not going to be mamzerim, but they're still going to be pogum. So the Gemara then asks, kabo minei tsaros, v'kapashet le b'nei tsaros. The shayla they asked him was, what's the halacha with the tsara, with the co-wife? And his answer was, oh, I've seen the offspring. He's not answering the shayla. He's going to the next step. So the Gemara says, you're right, tarti kabo mibayle. They asked him a two-pronged question. Tsaros, when it comes to the tsaros, again, this daughter's co-wife, my, what's it din by Yibam Mechalitza, Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, and they said, im tim se lomar, tsaros ke Beis Hillel, and if you're going to pass on like Beis Hillel to say that they can marry without Yibam, without Chalitza, they still have a suffix, b'nei tsaros de Beis Hillel le Beis Shammaiu, the offspring of these tsaros that Beis Hillel says can marry, no problem, what's the ruling, what's the rule for them according to Beis Shammai? And he answered them that I saw them get married when they work in the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara says, Lamai Nafkamina, what's the Nafkamina to know what the offspring's condition is in accordance to the Beis Shammai if you're passing like Beis Hillel? If the initial psak is like Beis Hillel, so why is it, pass like Beis Hillel, so what's the ramifications for Beis Shammai? There are no ramifications for Beis Shammai, because we don't care about Beis Shammai, because we're passing like Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says, no, the mishet vlad machzir grushasa le Beis Hillel. Because whatever answer you would give for Beis Shammai in this situation is the same answer for someone who's machzir his grusha according to Beis Hillel. Yet the halacha is, you're not allowed, if you get divorced, you can remarry that wife, provided she either doesn't have kiddushin or nisuin machlokas to another person. What happens if you violate that and you take her back? So what happens to the vlad according to Beis Hillel? So the Gemara says, Mika Arminon Kal Vachomer. Do we say that this offspring is going to be psul kahuna Kal Vachomer from the almana to Kohen Gadol? Right, the almana to Kohen Gadol is only an isur on her, and her offspring becomes psul to the kahuna. So too, something where it's usher for everybody, the offspring should become usher to the Kohen Gadol. Right? Do we say that Mika Arminon Kal Vachomer ma almana Kohen Gadol she in yisur shov v'kol binapaglum zo one who's makshir grusha so. That's an isser to everybody. Yisur Elim and Kohanim are both have this isser of returning to their previous wife. Kohanim, the isser is even stronger. It's even without kedushin to somebody else. Ein odin shebenab pogum o dilma. Or do we say ikal mefrach mala almana she atzimis chalelos? Maybe the almana is different. The almana, what ends up happening, if the almana marries a kohen gadol and then I guess he dies, she herself can no longer marry a kohen. She's pogame herself for marrying a kohen. These other situations, if you're machshir your gerusha, Okay, and then you divorce, and then you get. Well, how does that work?
You married, can't marry a Jewish anyway.
Right. Oh, because they're already. Notice you didn't create anything. That's the point. You didn't create an Isser here. She's already also to the Kuhuna. So do we say that her children become Pogum or not? So Amar Lahu, so Rabbi Shua says to them, Saros, I'm not going to ask me about Saros, I can't. Misyare Eni, I'm concerned. But B'nei Saros, I'll testify to you, Animi Lechem, that even according to Beis Shammai, they can share him to Kuhuna, because these other Saros, they did it. So we're not going to apostle them. Fine. So the Gemara says, Toshma, B'mei Rabbi Yosef ben Hyrcanus, Hutra Saros Habas La'achen. In the days of Rabbi Yosef ben Hyrcanus, that's when they were matir the Saros Habas to the brothers. Shema Mina, also, that seems clear as day that they did like Beis Shammai. Shema Mina, that they paskin like, in actuality, like Beis Shammai, at least in the days of Rabbi Yosef ben Hyrcanus. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow.
And then tomorrow the Gemara is going to undo that story anyway.
Okay.